Hey up, and welcome to Season 3 of Sach & Leo's Transmission, where our mission is to tell trans stories via trans voices. Go to your favourite social media platform and type in at Sach & Leo to get involved. We've even gone and got a bloody TikTok. You can also help support our transmission for as little as £1 on patreon.com/Sach & Leo's Transmission, which really does help. This episode is sponsored by ICMP, an award-winning international music education provider based in London. It offers degrees, masters, and short courses, your ticket to the music industry. Our music is by none other than Sach from his upcoming debut album, Present in the Post. Right then, on with the show. How's that? Hello!
Hello!
We're back again for another episode. What are we talking about this week, mate?
We are talking about sport, specifically trans people in sport, and we've effectively called it trans sport.
But just
we've
to be clear,
a good pun today.
This isn't about like your free bus passes from Boris Johnson, even though they actually weren't from Boris Johnson. No, do you not see this thing on the? I've gone political already. We're like 10 seconds in. Susanna Reid the other day was.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, who doesn't? But was interviewing him. And she was saying to him that some story about this woman called Elsie, who was like 76 or something like that. And she was having to go out for the day and ride the bus all day just to keep warm because she couldn't afford to heat her home. And she told him this story and he just went, I did introduce that bus pass, by the way. And Susanna Reid was like, so she should be grateful. And what's more, he didn't even fucking introduce it. It wasn't even him.
He just lied then.
He's just a
Boris Johnson lying.
I know.
That's a.
I also heard the other day we should stop calling him Boris and we should call, because it's like this kind of jokey, clowny character where he just gets away with blue murder all the time.
She should call him Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson or Mr. Johnson or Prime Minister Johnson, just something that's not Boris, because Boris is this kind of, it's a bit like
caricature.
Trump, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's political strategy, like, you know, making light of everything. And then it's like, funny Boris. Like, yeah, so. Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of other names for him as well that we could try, but it's probably a bit early in the morning for that.
I don't even have my green tea yet.
Anyway, back to transport, which is about sport and trans people in sport. But before we start, we need to...
We need to talk about spaces.
Would you like to sing the theme tune again? And then what we can... this is what I was thinking. We can compare and see if you remember the melody or not.
I literally... drawing a blank. Dead spaces. We talk about spaces.
It was something like that, I think. I'm immediately looking at Itamar. I was like, melody.
I go to the same thing all the time. I think that's why all my songs sound
spaces,
the same.
Spaces, talk about spaces. Yeah, I've got it.
Different
it's
places.
With the same old faces.
Yeah,
we should stop now. okay, so what's our spaces this week?
Holidays.
Holidays.
Holiday destinations, things to do on holiday.
Okay. So we're going to make holiday destinations and holiday miscellaneous more trans friendly. We came up with holidays because Itamar just told us that he's going on holiday for some island bumming. And we had to explain to him that that means something very different in British than it does what you would say in America, bumming around. But, you know, I think he'd have a great time either way.
Yeah.
he's crying in the corner right now. Okay, so go. Your turn first.
My turn first? I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of, like, holiday destinations that I went to growing up. So all of the coast of, like, West Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Not West Yorkshire, just Yorkshire.
Yeah.
And... thinking, well, I went to Scarborough, got quite a few emotional scars.
Emotional Scarborough.
emotional Scarborough.
Good one. Okay.
I went to Blackpool. Making them more, we're trying to make it more friendly and I'm just thinking going to the worst places.
You're
in my
going
mind.
To dark place. You're like, my heart is Blackpool. Yeah, I can literally read your
Blackpool.
Mind.
No,
yeah.
I was thinking of a race thing. You know me.
All right. let's think. Right. Think of some countries or places people go on holiday. Benidorm.
We're
like Benidorm and then just looked at each other and smiled and had nothing.
Benidorming with the right gender.
Dorming?
Like sharing a dorm. I don't know, dorming. Is that a thing?
Okay. Where else? Costa del Sol.
Costa del Sol destroyed from waiting for the gender clinic.
Where else do people go on holiday? Ibiza. Ibiza? I don't even know her.
What about things to do? Like going...
Donkey ride? This is really hard. This is a hard one. What else do people do on holiday? Building a sandcastle. No, these ones are too hard. No, we need to stick with destinations, I think.
Yeah.
Where else do people go on holiday? Italy. I'm going to Italy in a couple of weeks.
Please don't call me an it, Ali.
Yeah. It's a leave me alone. You transphobe.
There we go.
Yeah. Cool.
Where Spain.
Else? That's just really hard. It's Spain. Pain.
Pain.
Sir Pain. Yeah. Of waiting. At the gender clinic. Where else? Get your geography out.
A staycation, you could say.
Where have we been on holiday? New York. New Yorkward situation where you get dead named.
Oh my God, that was great.
Thank you. He looks so proud of me then. That was like a find someone that looks at Satch the way Leo looks at Satch when Satch drops a good pun. Nashville.
Nashville.
What about Tennessee? What about Tennessee instead? Tennessee, you at Trans Pride.
Oh, there we go.
On the 16th of July, where I'm playing. Yeah.
That was like a double combo.
Yeah. sneaky plug. There we go. We like a sneaky plug.
Especially in Mykonos.
Itamar's going to like a sneaky plug on holiday.
Oh, dear.
Any more? Where else have we been? Bristol.
Bristol.
We just went to Bristol for the stag do, didn't we? Bristol, my life, I've been waiting for this. That reminds me of that song, like, oh, my life. Do you remember that? 90s R&B banger, Casey and JoJo.
No. Mate, you Casey actually... and No-No. Yeah. I don't
know. Casey and No-No, I don't know. You need a fucking education, you do.
You were saying
you might not go to uni after this day. You need to go to learn about Casey and JoJo. Go, learn about Casey and JoJo. Okay, we need one more. We need one more. We need to, like, finish on a good one. I don't feel satisfied with your puns today. You've set the bar very high in previous weeks.
Thank you.
Where else? Oh, well, Itamar is from Israel. Maybe we could do Israel. Rail ale.
Is.
Is rail is. We didn't do very well there. Or Itamar lived in Canada as well. This is your life, Itamar. Canada.
Canada, don't be a transphobe.
I think that's the standard we can expect this morning. We're going to give it up there. Cool. Let's move on to transport then, shall we?
Let's do it. You read the intro.
Okay. In today's episode, we're talking about sport and the debate that surrounds trans people participating in various sports. Trans people in sport have been under attack and up for debate for many years, and now people like Laurel Hubbard have made history by finally being able to compete in categories that align with their gender identity. But unfortunately, this has caused controversy for sports people and fans alike. We're going to be delving into the topic of trans people in sport. Heads up, as we don't have all the answers, but especially this week because the research team is stressed and depressed and may or may not have spent several nights this week crying themselves to sleep. Lol. Wow. Okay.
Lol. Roll Hubbard.
But you did have Kit Kats. You told me you had a lot of Kit Kats this week.
I've eaten so many Kit Kats because they're on offer at Co-op and I eat
so
my
swings
pain.
And roundabouts. You know, there's always positives to find. Kit Kats on offer at Co-op.
Yeah.
You know, crying yourself to sleep.
Kit Kats can't dump you. But you can dump them.
I bet you'll go and find someone called Kat now and then you'll be like, Kit Kats can dump you. Okay. Question one then, mate. Let's see if we can cheer you up.
Do trans athletes have an unfair advantage in elite sports? But I don't know why I put elite, just sports in general.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. I feel like I'm being a bit of a transphobe on this one.
Ooh.
Because there's a part of me that is like, yeah, like that, I don't know, like there's a reason why they have like women's and men's and stuff. And more often than not, then like the men's kind of do better. So if you're, if you identify as a woman, you are a woman, obviously, but you may carry certain genetic things that makes you, I don't know, like win easier with people that don't.
But what about trans men? Should trans men, why can't trans
men
that, be in?
That, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, for trans men, I think, yeah, maybe it's a bit different. Like, because they're defying more odds, I guess.
Yeah.
Because their bodies aren't as, but then, I don't know, I just feel like a knob for saying that and like kind of, but because I want people to feel included. And you know, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well,
I mean, do they have an unfair advantage?
I saw the other day on the news, there was, it was about swimming, I think. And, well, first of all, I think three cisgender women came first, second and third, and then a trans woman came fourth.
So that leads me to believe that there isn't an unfair advantage then.
Well,
surely if
I mean, one race doesn't define it, but this trans woman came fourth, and then it started just the usual, like, you know, only getting trans people onto TV to talk about controversial stuff like this.
A transgender issue.
Yeah.
By Sean Fay.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out.
Shout out to our number one fan.
Yeah. We're their number one fans. Yeah. There was this cis woman swimmer that came fifth, who was beaten by this trans woman who came fourth, who was saying she like fully agrees with trans rights, fully agrees that trans people have a right to sport as well as everybody does.
Yeah.
But she just doesn't want to feel that someone's got an unfair disadvantage against her.
Unfair advantage.
Unfair advantage against her. So for me, to be honest, I think it highlights a really stupid thing in the system anyway. I don't know why we just have men's sports and women's sports. Like with the Paralympics, yeah, it's broken down into different categories of like different things that are going on with their bodies, and that's the people that they race against, right? You could have, like, say in men's sport, you could have a guy that's under 5 foot, that's naturally really skinny, that like just their genetics are completely different.
Yeah.
From, and then you could have a guy that's like 7 foot something tall, that's just built like a brick shit house. Yeah.
And it's not unfair for them because they're both men.
That's men's sport against each other, right? But you could have a woman could be born, you know, 6 foot something and could be really strong and big and whatever, and she'd be better placed to compete against that guy than a really tiny guy.
So why does gender have to define it?
Yeah, I think it opens up a really good conversation about what would actually be fairer sport.
Yeah, maybe they should do it. Yeah, maybe they should do it not based on like sex or gender, on those sorts of things, like in boxing where they have like welterweight and heavyweight and stuff, and it's based on like weight rather than something like that.
But at the same time, being really honest, like thinking about boxing specifically, like that thing I just speculated about, I don't want to see a man and a woman in a boxing ring and even if they are the same weight and
why
height
is that?
And
I feel like even that is a bit like
maybe it's the way we're socially conditioned or whatever, but I mean boxing is questionable anyway,
like,
want to see that.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Is that bad? Like, because I would be like, yeah, why should it, like, I think it's almost pitying if you, like, to be like, oh, well, a woman shouldn't be in a fight with a man. Like,
I think if the woman knocked the man out, everyone would be like, yeah, but if the man knocked the woman out, everyone would be like, oh, that's not good.
But at least, I don't know, I would be like, I think the woman in that situation would be like, yeah, great, like, I'm being treated as an equal, even if I'm losing, at least I'm being treated as an equal.
Yeah, so I think on principle, it makes total sense. I just think, you know, maybe it's social conditioning or whatever. It's just that.
Yeah. Throughout the course of this question, I feel like I've completely, like, I disagree with myself. I've U-turned. Yeah. I've done a Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
And I've U-turned because, I think that life's not fair. Like, so you know, everything is, there's variables that come under everything. So why can't people just fucking be in a race or be in a competition? Like, you know,
I think the point is that it's, we end up in these such polarized arguments, and where you end up with people just going, trans people are infiltrating the system and fucking ruining it for everyone else. And it's like, it's the same as like the bathroom row or whatever, or the, or like prison, when you talk about prisons and stuff like that. It's like, okay, there are ramifications of this that will make cis women potentially feel that they, you know, that they're being mistreated, or like
they don't have their own space. Yeah.
And not that, I don't agree with that at all, but there are, I mean more like, okay, so with the prisons argument, for example, I was having this conversation with my cousin the other day, who's a probation officer, and there are sex offenders that would and have pretended to be trans women to get into women's prisons so that they can sex offend again. So obviously that's, we can't have that situation where women are vulnerable in that situation. Yeah. But then it's also not the answer to say that trans women,
all of them are trying to, trans
women are going to have their mental health destroyed by being put in prisons and they shouldn't be in.
So what's the answer? What's the solution?
I don't know what the solution is, but what I'm saying is the solution is not to just say, this is how it is. Trans people have to like it or lump, like trans people matter too. Their feelings, their experiences, like everybody has to work together to find ways where we can work it out between, where everybody is considered, not just fuck trans people, this is how it is, but it just, no, trans people matter as well.
Yeah, it's a hard one. I remember my sister won't mind me saying this because she's literally said it on the podcast, but she tried to kill herself once, and she like took an overdose, and they put her in, she went in an ambulance to hospital, and they put her in, this was a long time ago. This is when she was like 18. So 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they put her in in her own room because they just didn't know what to do. They didn't want to put her with the men and they didn't want to put her with the women. So she had like her own private room. And I remember her being like, that's actually quite nice. So it can work out for the better in a way. Like that you may be able to get like your own kind of, I don't know, is there like, but then you don't want private treatment or like special treatment.
No. And then, yeah, and so you don't want to end up in a situation where, it's trans people are a third gender. Like, don't
Not discounting. I hate that on fucking on forms when you fill it in and it says
man, woman, other.
Well, no, well, it'll say what is your gender, and they're trying to be like, instead of saying sex, like because they're trying to be woke or whatever, and they'll say like, what is your gender, and it'll say male, female, trans, and it's like, I'm still male, even though I'm trans. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
Can
not
you tick both boxes.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Also, the latest thing seems to be as well to ask what your gender is and what your sex is. And there's this new kind of rhetoric where it's like, okay, so just constantly referring to in debates and stuff on those programs on TV where your sex is this, and it's just another way of saying that people are, for example, if you're talking about a trans woman, you're saying, yes, your gender is female, but your sex is male. Mm. I've heard like Caitlyn Jenner on it talking about transport, bringing it back to transport. Beautiful segue. Well done, me. saying, I don't think biological men should be able to. And it's then the thing is, then what is a biological man at this point? If you're being pumped full of estrogen, if you've had all kinds of operations to change your body, is that still a biological man? Like, that's,
I don't know.
It's just,
well, like
helpful.
Chromosomally, I guess you get, I don't know, but like,
I'm not sure chromosomes have anything to do with sport.
Well, not sport, but they have something to do with like your biological sex. Like, there's X, Y, and XX, isn't there? Like, no matter how many, I don't know why I'm coming across so transphobic today.
I know, you're right. I think you need another Kit Kat. Fucking hell.
But I mean, like,
no, you're playing devil's advocate.
I'm playing devil's advocate, but because I think, like, you know, like, no matter how much hormones you have, and or how much things you get rid of, or how much things you add on to yourself, I guess, like, I'm never going to change the fact that my chromosomes fundamentally is XX, which is representative of like female, which is, I mean, I'm not saying like that's like.
But you could completely change your body. You could have every surgery. You could
Yeah.
What defines what a biological man is? I don't think chromosomes define what a biological man. Like, if you asked, if you did a survey in the street, you'd say, "What's a biological man?" And the answers you get, I highly doubt chromosomes are going to come up a lot.
Yeah, true.
And then
true.
You can, you know. So I just don't think it's helpful.
No,
to
I don't think
like
it's.
That.
I don't think it's helpful. I'm just trying to understand why people say the way they are, like scientific shit.
Because I think people are trying to be clear in debate and trying to and trying. It's a especially like presenters on TV. It's a tough. Theme to navigate without accidentally saying something you shouldn't.
Yeah.
So they're trying to find a way to be clear and to not do that. And they think that that's an okay way to do it, but I don't think it is okay. Because I think it just
hurts people.
And it continues to perpetuate this narrative of these are men that have transitioned into women. No, it's not. These are women that have always been women, but have been in the wrong body. And until you understand it like that, transphobia is going to continue.
Well, it's like when I got, I was trying to get some pills for hair loss and she was talking to me on the phone, this doctor, and she literally was like, she was about to give me them. And I was like, cool, great. You know, just thinking because of my testosterone injection stuff. And she was like, oh yeah, wait. She was like, actually, no, I'm not going to give them to you because we don't really give them to women. And I was like, yeah, but like, you know, and then she said that same thing. She was like, biological, you know what I mean? And she, that's literally what she said to me. She was like, you know what I mean? I was like, you need to be careful with your vocabulary because it doesn't hurt me because I you know, I can call me a woman all day long. I don't really care anymore. But, but for somebody else, that could be really, really hurtful.
Yeah.
And they might not have the want to be able to fight it and be like, you know,
I went to an appointment yesterday. It was like physio for my shoulder. And I ended up having to like explain what top surgery was, what, you know, about testosterone and all this sort of stuff. And it's like, it comes back to that thing of like, can they not just out of 7 years or five? Yeah. I don't think it's like, for I don't know however many years to be a physio or whatever, these years of training, can they just do one day on trans training or an hour? Just would take anything at this point.
My friend's a GP and he was saying, and he had some trans training, but it was literally like 1 hour or something like that. And he was like, the only reason we had it was he was living in Brighton at the time and it was obviously very like LGBT trans focused place. So he was like, yeah, they have no fucking clue, like these people. And I think, you know, part of the reason he just knows about these things as well is because he's part of the LGBT community himself.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's the, like, so he has that level of understanding that other people won't have.
Yeah.
I was like, bloody hell, you can be my doctor.
I'm looking ahead at these questions. I think we've already answered. That was such a long answer. We've like ended up covering quite a few. So number two is it necessary to have sports segregated into different genders?
No.
I think we already talked about that. I think it's like stupid. I think we can, we could have a lot more interesting kind of.
Yeah.
If the idea of sport is about kind of like fair competition, I think there's potentially a lot of different ways to bring that up to date and have a more kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Way to compete.
I love that story about, is it Billie Jean King, that tennis player?
Yeah.
And some misogynistic guy was like, oh, I'm, you know, I'd never like, if I played a woman, like there's no point in that because like I'd always win and she beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is great. I love that. I love that story. It was like in the '80s or something.
Yeah. And I think there's more, and this isn't even just about trans. This is about like just gender generally, like, for example, like horse racing now, I think that used to be segregated and now there's male and female jockeys.
Because that's all, they're all really small. Jockeys. Like the whole, to be a jockey, you have to be like proper small, don't you?
Yeah, but well, that highlights it though. It should be more about body type, size, you know, like I think what you were saying with boxing before I went off at the tangent about men and women fighting in boxing was it's done on weight class and
it's like,
and that can change. You can change your body to an extent, but I think it should be more like that in a lot of sports, to be honest, like if not all of them, like there's like things like darts is segregated.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Like stuff like that. Like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. It's just backwards. Even schools. I like when people tell me that they went to like all girls schools and all boys schools. I think that's baffling, especially because around where I live, that was just not a thing. I just never even thought. I thought it was like so backwards to do that. I think that's just
actually,
so dodgy.
Me and Itamar were having this conversation the other day about how I think what we kind of came out with from it talking about schools was that it's just the impact on the students is net, like social impact on
like, have you seen Heartstopper? I love it so much. I've seen it so
no
many times.
But some people meant it's said so to me this good. Is the best like queer representation
it's
ever.
It's just very cute, like the storyline's a bit like meh, but it's just really good representation because yeah, there's loads of people of color. There's a trans girl of color that she was at a boys school and then she got moved to a girls school,
right?
And they had these rules about like she wasn't allowed to have a hair a certain height. And I saw an interview with the actor who plays her, and she was saying like yeah, it was the same thing at her school. Like she wasn't allowed her hair past a certain length. And it's like, why can't you just let people do what they want to fucking do? Who cares?
Did you see the guy from Sex Education? Can't remember his name.
Shooty.
Yeah.
He's Doctor Who now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't, what's their name in the show?
Eric,
yeah, who's like the best character now they've Doctor Who.
You dirty pig.
I love that.
Wash your hands, you dirty pig.
Yeah, I love that. We've gone from, it's so Doctor Who's now been a woman and now, now a gay guy of colour.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's great.
Number three, I think we've answered this as well. Number three.
What would happen if sports teams weren't segregated into different genders?
Well, I think like what we just said.
Would you reckon there would be like an imbalance where you would get loads of competitions where men would win more? And women wouldn't get the kind of, not, I want to say glory, like they wouldn't be as celebrated.
Like a fair chance.
Yeah, well, not a fair chance, but it's like, you they won't get that maybe, I don't know, would they be less likely to be like number one? Because it's like they're number one for a women's sport, but they're not number one.
Well, that's the argument like about the Brit Awards or whatever. By having genderless categories, you actually give women less of an opportunity to win. I mean, I'm not in that camp. I'm in the camp of like genderless categories because it just should be judged best male app, best female app. Why? Like it should just be on...
It's
best
like
music.
Saying, yeah, it's like saying best person with brown eyes, best person with green eyes. It's just so pointless. Why does it matter?
Yeah. What would happen if sports teams weren't segregated into different genders? I mean,
you just need a rehaul of like the system,
just,
I guess.
Yeah, and just start trialing it in different sports. And if that is a problem, then tweak it, adapt it, like make it better.
It's like things like, who's that guy that I fancy? Gus Kenworthy.
Who?
Apart from you. He's called Gus Kenworthy.
I'll fight him.
He's a gay guy that came out a while ago, first person to come out in like extreme sports, and he's like an extreme like skier on the half pipe and shit. And I'm thinking
skier on the half pipe,
skier
cool.
on the half pipe and shit. And he just takes skill. I don't think that's about gender, and I'm pretty sure those things are put into male and female as well. And it's like so pointless.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't. I mean, obviously there would be teething issues and there would be all kinds of...
teething issues.
There he is. There'd be stuff to iron out, but I don't... Yeah, what would happen? I think the world would be a lot better off for it. Mm. Question four, have you ever played sports?
I just put this question in there because I remember that when I was at school, I don't know whether it's the same for you. I went to a mixed school, but the sports were segregated, and the boys did football and rugby outside, and the girls had to do like fucking dance and hockey and netball and shit.
Yeah.
And those ones were just, for me, I just felt like it was so much shitter. I think that's honestly, wow, therapy moment for me. I feel like I'm discovering a part of myself. that I think that's the reason why I hate football so much as well. I think it's because I was rejected by football, so now I reject football. Like, I wasn't allowed to play football because I had to do dance and shit. So when I look at football now, it's maybe like a jealousy thing, and it makes me hate it even more.
Well, that was the same with my school, but at break time, I would be playing football with all my mates, like my boy mates, and some girls as well, but like we would all just play football together. And after school at the park, I would play football with all my mates, predominantly boys, but you know, and then in PE lessons, I'd have to go and do like netball or something. I think there was one week where we did football and everyone wanted to go on my team because they knew I played football. Mm. Let alone like the changing room situation to navigate, but it's just, I don't know.
Although it was quite, I don't know, at the time I remember like I chose PE for an option. It's probably because I wanted to just perv on girls. At the time, it was okay because I was like 16.
And I played I played outside of school and outside of the park as well. I played for, I was captain of a team.
Oh, yeah. Check you out.
But I quite often think about that. Obviously, I'm a huge football fan, and when I watch football, sometimes I think, oh, I wonder what I would have, if I hadn't have been trans and if I was born cis male, I wonder if
you've
I would
been
still
the next
be
Marcus Rashford. Yeah, yeah. Say.
Well, Marcus Rashford ain't doing very well at the minute. But I think I don't know.
Bend it like Satchel.
bend it like Satchel. my dad played football up till he was like 30 something.
And I
don't know. I just think I probably would. I'd love to go and play football now. I mean, wouldn't.
You,
well,
I like
we do
tennis.
Though. We do take.
I
a
like
football.
Kicking it, but I like doing keepy uppies. But yeah. I look like a clown when I do it.
I know you keep your legs really straight. I think you're combining your dance classes from school with football. Plie and kick.
Keepy uppies. Yeah.
Yeah. That's. I mean, other sport than that. I love rounders. Didn't you play rounders the other day?
Yeah. Oh, it was really fun.
Yeah, we should do that.
It was really fun. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It's harder though. I used to love cricket. I used to like playing cricket.
Yeah.
But I wasn't very good at scoring it. And
And we both go running now, but I don't really think that's a sport.
Yeah, that's a sport.
Okay. Well, it's not the way I do it. It's not. Yeah. it's
a trauma.
Yeah. Okay. Question five.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Do you feel?
Wait. Oh, wait. How do you feel? Do you feel sports are gendered? Yeah, well, yeah, because like, why is netball a girls' sport?
And I mean, we went to school. We were at school
in the summer
many years ago. So hopefully things have updated a little bit now.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe they have. I do forget that like things were so backwards. I feel like I'm still really young. Well, I am in a way, but it's like.
It's so
I think
weird.
Of things like it's because I teach in schools now. I'm like the things that they would get away. Like I remember a lad in my school crying, and the head teacher had to come in because he was crying so much, and she just started shouting, going, "Boys, don't cry. Why are you crying?" And it's like you could literally see that affecting him for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
like he's going to be like some pent up, not able to process emotions.
Yeah,
because he was told that at a young age.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, I think it's the same with sports. Like I really really hope that it's not like it was when we were growing up, where it's like boys do football,
well,
girls do dance.
Based on how is dance isn't a sport anyway?
That's true, but I mean,
but
I'm
that
just
was
thinking
that was physical
PAP,
education. Yeah. I think now if you look at women's sports, like if you look at women's football and stuff like that, like it's kind of, it's the biggest it's ever been,
but it's still not as big. Like it's just still not as big. Like when people like, oh, when England, something to do that Europe Cup, I don't fucking know, but when England got quite far, everyone was saying, oh, this is the first time since 1960 whatever, and it's like, no, like, and then I saw another thing that came out was like, no, it literally like a couple of years ago, the
women
like won
it.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, because it just gets completely overlooked.
Well, even in the last like year, it's just every single year it gets more and more popular. And I think lots of people are turning to women's sports because there's too much money, especially in football, there's far too much money in men's sport and problems like that. And women's sport is more sort of like, it's everybody going and having a good time.
Yeah.
It's more wholesome.
Yeah,
it's
like
family day
and
out.
Stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
and it's just,
yeah, it's
the women get up and crack on, and they respect each other, and they're not all like screaming at the ref and all that sort of thing. Yeah. Like maybe sometimes, but like, you know, it's just, I don't know. It just feels like it has more integrity.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still, this we're talking about men's sports and women's sports. And
why
that,
can't it just
that doesn't
be,
include,
yeah.
and but that doesn't, where do non-binary people play?
I think there was a non-binary football player that played in the Olympics. I want to say Denmark, but I don't know whether I'm right on that. But it was like this is a thing, this is a new thing. Like that they'd never had like an openly non-binary person on a team. But yeah, I guess they were playing on the women's team, I think, non-binary person.
I genuinely look at some footballers sometimes and think that they may well be in the closet and that they have to keep that if they want to continue their career, their passion, they have to stay in that closet until
they
retire. And you do,
until they come out.
In comparison to other industries, you retire from sport like footballers retire at around the age of 30, for example. But still, you can't, you know, how much better would you be at your sport if you weren't having to deal with that as well?
If you
could come out as trans as a kid, get on puberty blockers, that sort of thing. Like this, all this stuff trickles through. Yeah. All this stuff that we talk about on here is all connected and has a knock-on effect on everything else. Mm. Say like there's a young trans footballer and they could get on puberty blockers at the age of like 13 or whatever, and they could grow up and then they could go and play in for the team, because we have gendered sports, play in the right gendered team, then and live their best lives like that, they would probably be a lot better for it, because they wouldn't be having to deal with everything else at the same time. To be honest, anyone in sport or in any trans person that is doing that, that's incredible, because they're overcoming such adversity. You know, surgeries, extra appointments, all this sort of stuff, that's you're just contending with so much. Like anyway, let's move on. Question six. How do you feel about when trans people themselves disagree with people being able to play sports that correlate with their true gender identity? Yeah, I've seen Caitlyn Jenner do this a lot, who I only mentioned, they have such a big platform and they say such unhelpful fucking things.
She is a Republican.
Yeah, I know. And they are somebody that has such a huge life of privilege.
And not representative of actual trans
again, people. Again, it's so dangerous for them to come out and say this sort of stuff because they were an athlete in, you know, they were a gold medalist. Yeah, before they transitioned.
She transitioned, yeah.
Yeah, well they's fine.
Okay.
they transitioned, and now, so because of that, because they were an athlete, and now they have this platform, they'll go on to a program and their opinion gets taken so seriously. And they're like, okay, well, they're the authority on it because they were an Olympian and now this.
And she is trans. Yeah, I guess, it's a tricky one. I mean, even me, like just at the start, I was kind of disagreeing with it and I felt like that feels wrong. But now I've kind of come around and I'm just like, everybody.
What a tune.
I know, absolute banger.
Yeah, overall though, I just think that trans people should be like, really careful about doing that. And just because it doesn't affect you, it might affect other people in the trans community.
Yeah.
I just think they want
us to be dismantled. They want us to be fighting against each other.
It's not in solidarity, like, is it?
And
sometimes I think, you know, people do that. They almost like fuck themselves over a little bit because they want to be liked and they want to be, Oh, that trans person's all right, because they still say that trans people shouldn't play in sport.
I
think there's a whole kind of psychological
warfare, a
lot to unpack there, which we can't do now. But yeah, when people do that, when trans people go against their own community for stuff, what are you doing? Have a look at yourself.
That was scary. Have a look at yourself.
Well, I think we've all done it at a point. It's like when you stand in when you're young and you stand in a pub and you sort of make trans jokes about yourself because you want people to.
Oh yeah, I used to do it all the time about race stuff, and I still do in a way. And then I'd have to like be like, fucking stop doing that.
Yeah,
I said so much. Yeah.
Anyway, number seven.
How do you feel about the rule, if it was a rule that, or maybe it was a rule that people like, so trans men were allowed to compete in the Olympics, but trans women weren't, because like they would see trans women as having an unfair advantage, but trans men weren't. We talked about this a bit and I've got this link up. And it says, athletes who transitioned from female to male were allowed to compete without restriction. So that kind of makes it feel like trans women weren't.
Well, it's difficult, isn't it? Because there's one argument where you could say, okay, that's a step in the right direction if at least trans men are able to compete in sport in their correct gender. So it's a step forward for trans people, but at the same time, it's not in solidarity, none of us are free until we're all free.
Nelson Mandela.
I'm also not sure how much of an impact it would have, though, for those trans male athletes to say, well, we're not competing until you let trans women compete. They're just going to go, cool, fuck you.
That's true. It says these guidelines were in effect for the 2016 Rio Olympics, although no openly transgender athletes competed. And then in 2021, that's when the IOC, I guess that's something Olympic Committee, International
Olympic, International, yeah, yeah, I think maybe, so, yeah.
Approved Laurel Hubbard, a trans woman, to compete in 20... That doesn't even make sense. It says in 2021, they approved it for her to compete in the 2020 Olympics.
Wow.
It was like, you can compete if you get in a fucking TARDIS.
Time machine.
Yeah, and you go back in time. And Laurel's
with
like,
Eric from...
Yeah, Laurel's like, come on, Eric. Here we go.
I think...
Where are you going to park it?
I think, yeah, I mean, if we are going to keep gendered sports, which it looks like we probably will do, at least for the next fucking, I don't know, 100 years. But then...
100? Bloody hell.
Well, people, I mean...
The world's going to be ended by
but
then.
You could test people, right? You could, like, you could test their hormone level. Like, the athletes have to go for a shit ton of tests anyway, like doping tests and stuff. So surely you can... And they... Actually, this is a really good point, because they already test people to make sure they're not taking extra testosterone, because that can give them an unfair advantage. So by doing that, like by definition, you're saying that this needs to come down to hormone levels.
Yeah.
Right. So then surely, regardless of doping, it's not about what your body naturally makes in testosterone. Is that what we're comparing here? Who can naturally make what levels of hormones?
Dodgy stuff. There was like a person who got proper like persecuted and kind of ridiculed, that was they're just a cisgendered female person from maybe Nigeria or somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. But they had to be like meticulously tested for, because their testosterone levels were like, I want to say abnormally, but I'm using quote marks, high.
Yeah.
And I think that they said that she couldn't compete, but it was all just natural. Like, I think they had to like fucking do shit where she had to like show her like genitals to prove that she was a woman and stuff. And it's like that, see, that's like so traumatic and fucked up for people.
But what's your genitals got to do with whether you can run fast or not? Like, that's...
Because they were trying to prove that she was a woman.
But the thing is, right, gender is a spectrum anyway. Gender is not... I think that's what this all comes down to here. When people stop thinking of gender as the binary, then we will start to see these, you know, the eradication of gendered sports, or where we at least just have kind of weight categories, hormone level, you know, stuff like that, and put people in fair positions to compete against each other.
Mm.
What I don't understand, what chromosomes, your genitals... has to do with whether you can fucking run fast or throw a dart hard or whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, I don't get it. And if they are saying, if they make these athletes do these tests about hormone levels, then surely they're saying that is what is really important. So surely we should base it on that rather than just going men here, women
it's
there,
just so
regardless
arbitrary.
Of what you're... Yeah, it's like, it's hypocritical in itself.
Mm.
It's similar to... the argument about conversion therapy, going to mention that again, where they're saying it's definitely not okay for gay people to have conversion. Like, the practice of conversion therapy is abusive and it's torture, so we're going to ban it, but not for trans people. Is it bad or is it good? Make your mind up and then make that for everyone. Anyway, go and sign those petitions, people. Next question. Question 8.
Yeah.
Do you think that trans women should only be able to compete if they are taking testosterone suppressing medication?
So this is if it's still in a gendered world.
Yeah, I...
Because we're living in a...
To be honest,
world.
I know there are some... There are some... Are you still going?
Yeah, sorry.
I know there are some trans people that identify as trans but don't take hormones or whatever.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to, like... Yeah,
no,
it's
you
not
shouldn't
required
have to, but
for...
I don't think, like with sport, you can't just say, okay, yeah, I identify as a trans woman, so I'm going to compete against women, even though my hormone levels are where they are. Like that would present an unfair disadvantage. Mm. I think part of this problem is that the cis world doesn't really understand how it works. If cis people knew more about transition and the effects that had on the body and stuff like that, I think it should just come down to body and hormone levels, not gender.
So,
based on that, you can't really make the argument, or I can't make the argument at least, that somebody that identifies as a trans woman, but still has those high levels of testosterone should be able to compete in
women's
sports.
Yeah, but what if you're a cisgendered woman with a really high level of testosterone? should you not be able to compete as a woman?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think we should have just gendered sports like that. I think it should be broken down into categories.
This is sort of talking as if we have to keep genders, which I guess we sort of are in that space at the moment.
That's the thing. It's not as interesting
we
sport.
We need to break the boundaries, like, break the shackles of society.
But what you just said about, what about if you're a cisgender woman with really high levels of testosterone?
Mm. Well, like that woman that got banned, which is horrible for her because she's just trying to fucking live a life, run a race.
Trying to live a life. But let's say there's a cisgendered woman with really high testosterone levels, and then there's a cisgendered woman with really low testosterone levels and high estrogen or whatever. And then the one with high testosterone levels obviously has an advantage. Mm. That's not that interesting to me. What would be more interesting to see compete would be people that are of the same body types, and that doesn't come down to gender. That comes down to that. So
yeah, that's right. I agree.
Yeah.
I concur.
Great. Sorted. Next question.
Next question. What can we do to support trans athletes and trans inclusion in sports? I've found some links to petitions and shit.
Okay, well, we'll definitely put those in the description after. I guess
just keep talking about
it. Keep talking about it, having the conversation. And I think going and supporting those sports that include trans people, you know, to show that you support inclusion rather than not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about
but
it.
But I think the interesting thing of this discussion that I didn't think it would come out of it is that the direction that we need to head in is just completely break the system. We don't need to try and make trans people to fit into a system that doesn't work for us. We just need to
make a system that works for everyone.
Make a whole new system, get rid of the old one.
Sure.
But
even if
they
are
with everything, not just sport.
Even if they are going to keep the systems that we've got for a little bit, there are still things we can do to make them more inclusive.
Like protest.
We need to go on a protest. You said the other day you've
never been on a protest.
Well,
I don't think.
Pride,
maybe I have.
Pride is a protest.
That's
though.
True. That's true. I always, I got so emotional at Pride.
Trans Pride, 16th of July in Brighton. We'll go and protest there.
Yes.
We'll be down there. Come and join us, everybody, won't you?
Please do.
See you there.
Bring me a Kit Kat.
That was the least like smooth plug ever. Yeah. See you there. Okay.
Last question. Oh, I just said last. Last question.
Question 10.
If you
could invent a new sport in which there were no gender restrictions, what sport would you invent? Yours would be like fucking Kit Kat eating or something, apparently.
Kit Kat eating, is that a sport? I feel like that's already a thing. Like
a sport.
Maybe
what should be a sport?
You have to put two tennis balls under your feet.
Right.
As roller skates. So it's not two, it's actually like four, like inline skates, but they're tennis balls.
Okay.
And then the goal is you have to carry a live chicken as well.
Right.
And then,
of course. there's the chicken. Yeah.
And there's like karaoke going on. So you've got chicken under one arm and you've got a microphone in the other. Mm-hmm. The other player chooses your song. Mm-hmm. You've got to sing all the words. And you've got to skate
around.
Can't drop the chicken.
What's
you've
the
got
sport
to skate
called?
Around. It's called
cock-a-doodle, don't drop the chicken.
Yeah, it's cock-a-doodle.
What?
No, karaoke, this is a shit spot. Hello.
Carry the chicken. Cool.
What would your spot be?
I mean, clearly some of us have had time to prepare our answers.
It came out. I don't know where it came from.
What would my sport be? I don't know. I would have thought you would have said like juggling or something, because that's a sport
I'm
you
really
could
good
win at.
I went on a fucking date the other day and I need to talk about it at some point. Went on a date, thought she was really interested. She wasn't. That's why I've been sad. And we did mini golf and I was carrying the both of the balls and I was like juggling them both. I'm good at juggling. So I was juggling two in one hand.
Yeah.
And I thought that would fucking seal the deal. I was like, this woman is going to marry me. She's going to want to have my fucking children.
Because I'm a clown.
Because I can juggle two balls in one hand.
Yeah.
While holding a cocktail simultaneously in the other hand. And a chicken was actually under my arm. Yeah.
And I was singing.
And I had tennis balls on. Yeah.
I was singing The Power of Love.
The power of love.
I don't know. What sport would you invent? I don't know. I don't know.
The sport of dismantling the system.
I would make pub quizzes into a sport.
Oh, yeah, because then you'd win.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying. And that's like based on your brain rather than your physical.
But you've got to, you know, think about those chromosomes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, how could I forget? Okay, well, that was our little 2 pence worth on sport then, on trans sport. We'll be sure to do one about public transport in future for those that are disappointed in the content.
Oh yeah, I think
that's going to definitely get
points.
Me raging about
there's
the government.
A men's entrance on the bus and a women's entrance on the bus.
Fuck's sake. Imagine. Non-binary people have to sit on the top and just hold on for dear life. Cool, yeah, we'll leave some links in the description then. Go and get involved in helping supporting trans people in sport and still those signing and sharing those anti-conversion therapy petitions where everyone needs as much help as possible, and coming down to Trans Pride so we can all protest together and then party together.
Be the kit to our cats.
That's like a Paddy McGinnis, like let the kit see the cat. Yeah. Let the Itamar finish the show. Yeah. See you later, everybody. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Thank you all so much for listening. Tell your friends, your followers, and your ferrets. Sorry, I needed a third for the alliteration. You can find us at Satch and Leo on socials and Patreon. This episode was sponsored by ICMP, and this music is by me, Satch, from my debut album, Present in the Post. See you all next week.